Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Last week was pretty good, pretty good with the final of the World Baseball Classic. Ohtani striking out Trout, like a scene out of a Disney movie or something, as Japan wins the World Baseball Classic. But just an appetizer for the main course to come, which is, of course, opening day later this week. Thursday, to be exact, as baseball begins and a whole bunch of new markets open. We get to talk about games on a daily basis, award markets, etc. It is going to be absolutely awesome. And given that today is the first day of the week in which baseball returns to our lives in the regular season, there is really only one guest that we could bring onto the show to discuss. That guest is John Heyman. He's going to join us in just a second, but I want to remind our live audience, we still have our badass basketball betting breakdown from the weekend still to come in the NBA. We have to give you our first thoughts on the final four matchups, the lines of the game with FAU, San Diego State, UConn, and Miami. Win totals are out in the National Football League. We'll roll through the NFC East. We will talk about Lamar Jackson's trade request. Also, he's still negotiating with the team if there are any bets to be made. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. Will Brinson coming up 40 minutes from now. So a lot still to do here in the final 2 hours and 40 minutes of this magnificent Monday edition of You Better You Bet. But joining us right now, as promised, we're very welcome, very happy to welcome him back. So try to speak. That is Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball insider John Heyman, who returns to the show. John, of course, is the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, featuring our friends Cody Decker and Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things Major League Baseball on Twitter at John Heyman. John, welcome back to the show. Happy baseball season. It's Nick and Ken. How's it going?
All right. Happy season. Good talking to you guys.
John, we obviously started there by playing the Ohtani strikeout of Mike Trout that obviously ended the World Baseball Classic. I think kind of captured a lot of everyone's attention. Even though a lot of the games were going on during the tournament, the final, like everywhere you looked, everybody was talking about it. And so I guess the question is kind of like, all right, like that was Ohtani and Trout on a big stage. Ohtani's like a favorite to win a bunch of awards. Trout's like the second favorite to win some awards. Is that actually going to translate at all into the Angels finally being good with these two guys together, basically, right? So you have Seattle and Houston still ahead of them in the division. What are realistic expectations for Ohtani and the Angels after we all just watched Ohtani and Trout play in that tournament?
Yeah, I think they're a playoff team. I love the winter that they had. They spent about $100 million, which is a lot less than some people spent on one or two players, and they got at least a half dozen really good ones, I think. Estevez for the bullpen, Moore for the bullpen. They've got Anderson from the Dodgers, cross town or cross freeway, however you want to put it, really improves their rotation. And I like Hunter Renfroe. I like Gio Urshela. Gives them protection if Rendon is not healthy. So far he is. Trout's healthy. Although, you know, he wasn't a match for Ohtani in that one at bat. Still going to be really good. I mean, I think it's finally their time.
John, as we approach the start of the Major League Baseball season, what is the one thing that you feel most confident in? Whether it's a team exceeding expectations or falling short of expectations, a division winner we may not expect, an MVP, a rookie of the year, a Cy Young we may not expect, a World Series winner that we may not expect. The one thing that you feel most confident in is what and why?
The Oakland A's are not going to be very good. I guess that was too easy. You mean something that's a surprise to people. I feel good about Volpe as a Rookie of the Year candidate. We had him in our special section predictions a week ago, and I had him down before he was even officially the Yankee shortstop. I mean, arguably the most prestigious position on any team in Major League Baseball, 21 years old. He looked like a dynamic player in spring training, could steal bases. I think the big bases will probably help him and some others. Looks like a terrific hitter. And looks like he'll be fine defensively. I mean, Jeter's his favorite player. And going in, it's reminiscent of Jeter, a terrific hitter and certainly very good defensively. Fine. Better than the metrics told us, but good enough.
And Anthony Volpe, plus 650 at BetMGM, third choice in the market to be AL Rookie of the Year. You mentioned something there, John, that was going to be my first question, too. You said the big bases, which just sounds like a really funny thing to say, but you're right. A lot of rule changes this year, and some, you know, a lot of years, Major League Baseball will make changes. Maybe none of them will have an impact on the game. Obviously, they made a change with extra innings a couple of years ago. That had a huge impact on the game. Seems like we might have another change that has a big impact with the pitch clock. Like, especially sports bettors, I think all of us are trying to be like, all right, how is it going to be different this time? Is there something I should be betting on? Like, pitchers that will struggle with this, pitchers that'll do really well with the new pitch clock, you know, certain hitters that might start in a slump because they're being rushed too much and something, you know, that they're not accustomed to yet, teams that might struggle, whatever it is. What do you think are some of the applications, some things we might see with the pitch clock here in the first 2 weeks of the season?
Well, it certainly has been an adjustment for some players in spring training. We didn't hear about any of this in the minor leagues. Of course, we're not looking at it that closely, but by the end of the year, everybody seemed fine and adjusted, and it worked out nicely. I mean, there were some complaints. They were trying to get a little bit of adjustments here and there, didn't get any major ones. I'm glad. It's obviously good for the writers, good for the deadlines. I get it, but I think it's good for the game. Trims the fat out of the game. There will be guys who need to adjust. The Machado, you know, obviously was the first guy who got rung up. He'll probably be 0-1 a few times, but you know what? He can handle it. I wouldn't bet against him because he's 0-1. I don't think it affects him. You know, obviously the slowest pitchers are, I mean, Kenley Jansen comes to mind. You wonder if it'll affect him. He'll have to change. Will he adjust? He may. He may not. You know, that's one who comes to mind. Max Scherzer is obviously given a lot of thought. He might take advantage of it in his own way. And maybe it will help him. Those are the two that really come to mind for me. But, I mean, certainly there's metrics on how long pitchers take. And, you know, the guys who generally take a long time are going to have to adjust. Certainly true for the hitters as well.
I know, by the way, that, like, no one cares about, like, the media because, of, oh, well, your job is to work in sports. Yeah, you don't understand, like, people that haven't worked in the sports media, how brutal it is covering baseball games when the game goes to, like, 14 innings and you can't leave or end work until the game's over. I agree with John on the pitch clock, definitely from that perspective, at least. I know Ken does as well as someone who used to produce highlights and cut the highlights for ESPN. You better, you bet with Nick and Ken, Magnificent Monday, talking Major League Baseball with Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball Insider, our good friend John Heyman, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with our pals Cody Decker and Tony Gwynn Jr. John, what about the shifts being banned this year and like the teams that you think that this may really help as we get set to enter a new Major League Baseball season?
Well, it's certainly going to help some players. They say that Corey Seager, lost 47 hits due to the shift. So if you're going to bet on any one player, 47 is a lot. I mean, the next most were in the 20s. You know, the obvious ones, Max Muncy and Anthony Rizzo, big left-handed batters. I'm surprised that Seager had lost the most, but you know, I would assume that he's going to hit a lot more this year. So if you got a big left-handed bat, those are the guys that were affected the most, and that's who it will help the most. So certainly Muncy, that'll be the Dodgers. Obviously Rizzo, the Yankees, and Seager, the Rangers. Those are the three that absolutely come to mind, but you guys can figure out who the other ones are.
John, a bunch of divisions right now are priced like, you know, maybe not everybody has a chance to win, obviously, but maybe a two-team race or a three-team race. The NL East is kind of one of the more interesting ones because the team that literally won the pennant last year is the third choice, in part because, like, we don't know whether one of their best players, Bryce Harper, is going to, like, start the year. He didn't start on 60-day IL, but, like, we have no idea when he's going to play, and that obviously kind of, like, throws things into a wrench. Also, Rhys Hoskins is out for the year, who's one of their other better players. So, like, the Phillies, who won the pennant, are the third choice in the market. The Mets, who spend $1 billion now, are sort of, like, the co-favorites. The Braves are technically the favorite, about even money. So Braves and Mets very close price wise. Phillies right behind them. Kind of who's your best bet right now to win the NL East?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but I like the Phillies. I mean, I think they have a dynamic offense. Trey Turner is a big, big get. That is a huge plus. They obviously added Taiwan Walker. They improved the bullpen with Soto and Kimbrel. I'm hearing good things out of Alec Bohm. I'm hearing good things about Kingery improving, ditching the launch angle. You know, obviously, Rhys Hoskins is a loss. They've got Hall there. They're hoping that he can replicate. I believe that Harper has a chance to be back as early as late May, maybe in June, but he's a pretty quick healer, so I wouldn't bet against him. I like that team. Maybe it's because I saw the WBC and I saw how that was played. With three of their stars in the everyday lineup with Realmuto, with Turner, and with Schwarber. And, you know, that was basically an all-star lineup. And if you got one-third of that lineup, you look pretty good to me. And they do have two aces with Nola and Wheeler. And Ranger Suarez, I think, is okay. And I do think Walker will be a plus. And if Painter can come back, and that's an if, because he does have a slight tear with the UCL, he's an ace if he can be healthy. But, you know, no assurances there. But I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm sure the Phillies are third, as you said. And that being the case, I like them.
Phillies plus 300, asking you shall receive at our show sponsor, BetMGM. The Phillies plus 300, the Braves at plus 110, the Mets at plus 170. John, the Los Angeles Dodgers have basically ruled the National League West. Once they get to the playoffs, maybe a different story, but have ruled the division for a while now. Obviously, lost to the Padres in last year's National League postseason. The Dodgers are the favorites right now, slightly, to win the division this year, minus 120. The Padres up next at plus 115. It feels like a lot of people that do like baseball betting content and kind of the space that we operate in think that this is going to be the year that the Dodgers don't win the National League West, maybe like the Padres to break through and actually win the division. Where do you stand on who's going to win the National League West this year? Is this the year that the Dodgers don't have a great regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dodgers are going to be very good, but I'd go with the Padres. I mean, looking at that lineup, once Tatis is back, you got four superstars starting a lineup. That's pretty good. And they added some other very good complementary players as well, like Matt Carpenter, I like very much. But, I mean, to have Machado and Bogaerts, Soto and Tatis, I mean, that's a pretty good start to a lineup. Musgrove, I think, won't be too long before he's back. You've got Snell and you've got Darvish there in that rotation. And I think they have some other solid-type pitchers as well. And they have, obviously, one of the best closers in the game in Hader. And Suarez is one of the best setup men. You know, I feel like it should be the Padres' year. I really do. I mean, I expect the Dodgers to be good and be a playoff team, but this should be San Diego's year.
And Padres still second choice in the market, plus 115 at BetMGM to win the division. Dodgers minus 120, so it's basically like a two-way market between those two teams and everybody else. Pretty far behind the Giants are 12-1. John, you mentioned when you were talking about Anthony Volpe to win AL Rookie of the Year, and I think you said this, that you had to submit like a predictions column or like, you know, it's like stuff that you expected to happen this season, basically. What were a couple of the other predictions that you made? You mentioned Volpe Rookie of the Year. That's interesting. He's the third choice. Even if these are kind of like obvious things or things that are favorites in the market, we'd just be curious, like what were some of the other things that you think are going to happen?
Oh, wait, because they're in the New York Post. But, you know, after seeing Soto in spring training, he looks like he's got a swing back. So he's not won the MVP yet. I kind of like him for MVP. And I picked Gerrit Cole's never won a Cy Young, believe it or not. So I picked him for Cy Young. Although I hear from Max Scherzer yesterday in the Mets clubhouse that Jacob deGrom is going to absolutely dominate in the American League. I'm not sure why he thinks that. I saw him throw a bullpen while I was out in Phoenix, and he looks unbelievable. He is the most talented pitcher. If he gets the innings, he's probably the favorite. But you know, I know that Cole, among the ace-type pitchers, he's the most dependable. So I want a guy who's going to give me the 200 innings and then go from there and figure it out. But if DeGrom can throw 150 innings, yes, I could see him winning the Cy Young.
Jacob DeGrom, the favorite right now at BetMGM, plus 600. Garrett Cole up next at 7-1, followed by Dylan Cease and Alec Manoah at 9. Shohei Ohtani at 10-1. John, this is awesome. Has us ready for baseball. Can't wait to watch the games. Bet on the games coming up later this week. We sincerely appreciate it. And I want everyone to check out John on the Odyssey Original podcast. That is Big Time Baseball with our friends Cody Decker and Tony Gwynn Jr. They're covering all things Major League Baseball. And also check out John writing for our friends over at the New York Post. John, we sincerely appreciate it, my friend. Enjoy opening day coming up later this week. We will touch base with you soon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
Our friend John Heyman here with us on You Better, You Bet. I'm ready for baseball. I'm in.
I need to figure out, we probably need to figure out how we're gonna bet it. I know, like, you really liked hard locks last year. Like, you liked having teams and you had the bet from those teams for a variety of reasons. Like, that was a construct that you were really in. I kind of just, like, when I got like a month into the year, I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't want to do Tigers games anymore. I don't want to. So I got to figure out, I have a couple ideas. Maybe we'll go through at some point during the show. Just like, should I do this? I'm going to do awards, obviously, a bunch. We'll do that at some point this week. I'm going to write about that this week also. So I was kind of curious what John's takes were as like someone who votes on some of this stuff. Like, who does he think? Sounds like, which is correct. Like, again, if you're just making predictions, like, yeah, Soto NL, like, pick the favorites. Soto NL MVP, DeGrom for AL Cy Young. And obviously those guys all have a chance to win. So awards will definitely be a part of my betting. I don't know if we can find something else that, like, catches my interest. I think that's going to be the tough part.
I'm in on, like, the New York team's hard locks. I'll do Yankees and Mets every day. Because I pay attention to those teams, like, quite a bit.
Because you're in. You're passionate about it. Like, that's going to be great. There are
That's a strong word.
There are two markets that casual bettors, like, loved last year. Yes, no runs in the first inning and players to hit home runs. Like, is it one of those? Is it something different? Like, those are the two markets where there's the most interest. No, that's what we're going to do.
I strongly encourage that. I think it's a great idea. And if you do work on it, it'll actually probably be really good analysis, unlike me just saying yes or no. Basketball talk coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.